Support for this podcast and the following message come from Wise, the app that makes managing your money in different currencies easy. With Wise, you can send and spend money internationally at the mid-market exchange rate. No guesswork and no hidden fees. Learn more about how Wise could work for you at Wise.com.
Today on State of the World, the aftermath of a major battle in Gaza. Thanks for listening to State of the World from NPR. We bring you the day's most vital international stories up close where they're happening. It's Wednesday, April 3rd. I'm Greg Dixon. For 2 weeks, the Israeli military laid siege to the Gaza Strip's largest medical complex, Al-Shifa Hospital. Israel says the raid was necessary because hundreds of Hamas fighters had regrouped there. Now that the Israeli military has withdrawn troops, Palestinians have been able to see the results. Here's NPR's Aya Batraoui on the state of the hospital now. And just a heads up, this story does include graphic descriptions of death and violence.
Once Gaza's best-equipped hospital, Al-Shifa is now completely destroyed. Al-Shifa, which means healing in Arabic, is now a place of death. To see it now after Israel's raid was too much for one woman to bear. She screams in Al-Shifa's courtyard, "Why, God, why?" The hospital's been turned into a graveyard with bodies decomposing all around her. There are charred bodies in its burnt surgical ward, shot and left to rot in its hallways, crushed by tanks outside its gates. Israel says this was a precise operation targeting Hamas, the group that launched a deadly attack on Israel October 7th, sparking this war. Israel's military says troops uncovered many weapons inside the hospital. Here's government spokesman Avi Hyman.
We went in there with a surgical force, special operations, and we took out over 200 terrorists. We apprehended over 900 terrorists with not a single civilian casualty.
Palestinians say that's not true. Dr. Marwan Abu Saada, acting manager of Al-Shifa, named three colleagues killed during the siege. He says one was the chief engineer of the maintenance department, another the head of pharmaceuticals, and the third a reconstructive surgeon killed with his mother. The World Health Organization says 21 patients died in the hospital during Israel's siege, and more than 100 patients were trapped without enough food or water. Emaciated-looking patients were carried out on stretchers after the raid ended. Ahmed Jibril, one of the patients besieged inside Al-Shifa, told NPR of the squalid conditions.
I spent about 8 days without changing the dressing on my leg. It became infected twice. And the doctors and nurses couldn't care for us because they said they didn't have gloves or gauze.
People living near the hospital say they also suffered. In the early hours of March 18th, as Israeli forces swept into Al-Shifa with heavy gunfire and tanks, residents say other Israeli troops went pounding door to door, throwing stun grenades into homes as they rounded up people for interrogation. Nariman Qanita tells NPR what she saw.
When they raided and came into the building, there were kids sleeping in their room, kids 12 and 13 years old. They cried out, "Baba, Baba." We saw one bleeding out, wounded in his organs, not from bullets. He had a hole no smaller than 20 centimeters in him.
She says the boy bled for hours until Israeli forces allowed him to leave, but she doesn't know if he survived. Hours later, Israeli troops ordered the women and children to follow a strict evacuation route. They weren't allowed to take anything with them, not their phones or IDs. The men were stripped down to their underwear. Other Palestinians told NPR similar stories. Qanita returned home when the siege ended. It was turned to rubble.
There are no suitable homes to live in. Where do we go, people? While you're preparing your Eid clothes and Eid cookies, we're preparing shrouds and how to retrieve the dead from under our homes. It's enough already.
Journalist Bayan Abu Sultan lives near Al-Shifa. She posted a reel on Instagram showing some of the moments she survived during the raid.
Smoke is coming out of house is near Al-Shifa Hospital.
They just bombed our neighbor's house. Smoke is everywhere.
She says her only brother was killed. The family prays over his body. In another scene, a fire breaks out in the building next to hers.
A fire just started in our neighboring house. We're trapped. We're just praying that the fire won't reach us.
Many homes were burnt down during the battle. Israel says hundreds of those apprehended in its raid were identified as, quote, terrorists. Dr. Abu Saada, the acting manager of Al-Shifa, listed some of the names of staff from the hospital Israel is holding captive from this raid and a previous raid on the hospital in November. Chief nurse at the hospital, Anwar Abu Riala, says he was held in captivity for 5 days without enough food by Israeli forces. He says he survived what felt like certain death. Al-Shifa Hospital once had a capacity of almost 800 beds. More than 250,000 people were rushed through its emergency rooms a year. We don't understand the purpose behind this complete and utter destruction, behind the killing, torture, siege, Abu Riala says. We're civilians. We have no one but God, he says. Al-Shifa was struggling to function before this siege. It lacked enough medicine and fuel. Still, it served as a last ray of hope for malnourished children and the wounded. It now joins a long list of hospitals in Gaza no longer able to offer even that. Aya Botraoui, NPR News, with reporting from Omar al-Qatta in Gaza City.
That's the State of the World from NPR. For more coverage of all sides of this conflict, go to npr.org/Mideast Updates. Thanks for listening. See you again soon.
On Wildcard, the new podcast from NPR, you'll hear people like comedian Jenny Slate reflect on their lives. What is something you think about very differently today than you did 10 years ago?
Dressing, like not salad dressing. I've always loved it and I'll never stop. Dressing my body.
That's all part of the new game show, Wildcard, only from NPR. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.
The economy right now is bewildering, impenetrable, inconceivable.
Not when you have the indicator of our guys in your ears. In under 10 minutes every day, we simplify the complicated news, like...
How does inflation drop? What the heck is a SPAC? Why are trendy little high-fiber sodas suddenly dominating store shelves?
And more. Listen to the indicator from Planet Money and NPR.